It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBrees and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright here, along with Todd DeVries, with you for the next 2 hours. And if you're listening to this show live, give us a call, 508-298-0398. Or if you're listening to us on demand via the podcast and iTunes, you can send us a tweet at FFChamps with your fantasy football questions. Helping you dominate your league in Week 10, that's our number one goal. And Todd, we're already in November, heading into Week 10. Fantasy football playoffs, basically a month away. Wins, they're starting to become more and more crucial, aren't they?
Absolutely. There is no margin for error this time of year, Bill. I pity the fools who sat Doug Martin last week.
Pity the fool.
And the 50 or 60 fantasy points that he rolled up. How about that one?
Addiction? Pain.
This is the time of year, Bill, where fantasy legends are made. What do you think about that? Is that your new tagline?
Fantasy legends are made right here at Patriots.com Radio on the Fantasy Football Champ Show.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, I like that.
I mean, think about it. This is when, you know, you're in that playoff push. There's only a few weeks left in the regular season for fantasy football.
Right.
And you need that critical win. I guarantee you there are people watching those 4 o'clock games needed Doug Martin to have a big, you know, huge game, and he exceeded all expectations. That was redonkulous. What he did against the Raiders.
You know, here's why I love working with you, Todd, because you are a college football extraordinaire. Follow every college game, especially the offensive players. And for the last couple of years, you've been telling me, Bill, you got to watch Doug Martin at Boise State. You got to watch Doug Martin at Boise State. And then it started to come around to, you know, the end of his senior year. You know, I start watching a couple of his games. We get into the combine. We get into the draft. You say, Bill, keep an eye on when we will see Doug Martin go in the draft. If it's end of the first round, a team is going to get very lucky. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers end up moving back into the draft ahead of the New York Giants, draft Doug Martin. And he's been a fantasy gem all season long. Todd, you've been calling this guy for 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah, he's a complete back. I mean, now everyone sees what, you know, what we've been watching, what we watched from him at Boise State on that blue turf for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
He's a complete back. And, you know, in our preseason shows, I love Trent Richardson as well.
Right.
But we said Doug Martin's the better value play. He's on a better team. And, you know, Trent Richardson, you would have had to have grabbed him, you know, somewhere in this probably early second round, whereas Doug Martin was falling into the late second or third rounds in a lot of drafts. He was a better value play, and we kind of figured that their stats would be similar this year. And right now, if you're just going on total fantasy football points for the running backs,
it's
slanted because Doug Martin had such a huge game. He actually has the most fantasy points of all the running backs right now, one more than Arian Foster, which is amazing.
And speaking of Arian Foster, we want to know, considering today is Election Day. If you're listening to this live Tuesday, November 6th, it is Election Day, so big presidential election. And you mentioned Arian Foster, Todd, and also Doug Martin could be a candidate. We are hosting the first ever fantasy football election right here on this show right now. We want to hear from you. Which player should be elected to the president of fantasy football? You know, what the hell? Give us your candidates for vice president, too. Todd and I will then announce the winners at the end of the show. 508-298-0398 is how you submit your candidates for the fantasy football president or the president of fantasy football, or you just hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. Todd, you know, before we get into really the meat and bones of our show, we also want to wish our producer Kevin Collins a very happy birthday.
Appreciate
it, please,
guys.
Please, when you call in, make sure you say happy birthday to Kevin as well.
Really appreciate it.
27 today, huh, big Kev?
Yeah, going on 47, as Rook just said in the last show. Even his kid, his 17-year-old kid came in today because he had the day off due to the election.
Yeah.
And he was even busting my chops about the lack of salad up on the top of my head. Got no moss going on up there.
Dude, I beat you to that race about 4 or 5 years ago.
You did. You beat me to the punch, but it's just like, geez, you know, I'm getting it from a 17-year-old kid. This kid's not even that much, you know, younger than me. Jeez.
Only 10 years, yeah. Just shave it off like I do.
Yeah, I'm headed that way, Bill, unfortunately.
But, you know, the thing to remember, Kevin, is that you and I are both in the 27 club. Todd, I think, is over the hill.
Yeah, and actually,
almost?
My birthday's in 3 days.
Really?
How about that?
Is it really 40?
Really?
Big 4-0.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have another birthday
party. Give you a present.
It's going to be crazy.
Right, that's right. Huge week for the Scorpios.
Yeah, so Bill and I are, you know, the 27 club and have no hair, but Todd's still got that good thick head of hair going.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's fighting the good fight for this show.
I'm going to grow it out. I'm going to go Clay Matthews on you guys for next year.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we got a packed show today. We're going to discuss Week 9, Champs and Chumps, Sunday. Big day for injuries. A lot of high-profile guys went down with a couple injuries. We'll report the latest injury news you'll want to keep an eye on heading into Week 10. Plus, we'll go over our top waiver wire picks for this week, and we'll also reveal our Week 10 player rankings. And, of course, we'll preview the Patriots versus Bills matchup from a fantasy football angle. But before we shift ahead to Week 10, what do you say we take a look at the champs and chumps from Week 9?
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
That's right, baby. So the champs and chumps, a little nice little play on words, ffchamps.com, obviously the fantasy football champs. We love the champs, Todd, but we hate the chumps.
Hey, man, there were some excellent champs this week. I think I might have mentioned on the show last week I had to bench, well, Tom Brady because he was on bye, and I had to put in Andrew Luck, Bill.
That worked out for you.
Worked out pretty well. He was one of our two quarterback champs. Who was the other one?
He was. Andrew Luck, 433 passing yards, or what was it, 439, I think, something like that. Yeah, I think he set a rookie record, two passing touchdowns. Yeah, yep. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And then, good job with the bye week filler there, Todd. And then also Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Packers, obviously, 4 touchdowns he threw. And that was really without Jordy Nelson and Greg Jennings.
You know, it's kind of the system. You know, they got Randall Cobb. You put him in there, he produces. Right. James Jones is producing. Yeah. You know, those are two guys that were picked up on the waivers and, you know, almost every league. And you just keep plugging those guys in. You keep your expectations as like a wide receiver 2 or 3, and they're producing every week.
All right, let's get into the QB chumps now. Eli Manning, wow, what a disaster he's been. 125 yards and 1 interception. That amounts to like 2.8 fantasy points if you started Eli Manning. Big burn right there.
Not good. Not good.
No.
Yeah, he's been an erratic fantasy prospect for years. He goes through streaks of hot and cold, and you know, once the playoffs, the real NFL playoffs begin, he's usually red hot, but by then fantasy leagues are long done. So right now he's on the cold streak. Let's see if he can turn it around.
And then how about Christian Ponder, the quarterback for the Vikings? 63 passing yards, Todd. 63.
Not good. The Vikings, you know, there were a couple teams that we kind of thought might be fool's gold after the first month of the year. The Arizona Cardinals come to mind. The Minnesota Vikings come to mind.
Yep.
And both teams have fallen off the map dramatically. And that Vikings offense is all predicated around Adrian Peterson. Now, the injury to Percy Harvin, and we'll get to that a little bit later, that definitely has an effect on what Ponder does. But Kyle Rudolph has been absent there for the last couple of weeks. And Ponder, he just doesn't seem to have anybody to throw to.
You mentioned Adrian Peterson, 182 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. He's one of our running back champs.
Yeah, unbelievable, this guy. And, you know, again, the polls are open for the president of fantasy football in 2012, and this guy's got to be on the ballot just for his perseverance. Coming back from the injury, there were a lot of people that questioned whether he should even be back right now. I mean, he didn't get injured until the end of November last year, Bill?
Yeah, week 16 or week 17.
Yeah, December. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just unbelievable right now, leading the whole league in rushing. He almost has 1,000 yards already. He's about 70 more rushing yards than Marshawn Lynch, a couple hundred rushing yards more than Arian Foster. So he's getting the job done, and he did it once again against a tough Seattle Seahawks team on the road.
And then how about Doug Martin, our other running back champ, 251 rushing yards, Todd, and 4 rushing touchdowns in one game. Doug Martin, the rookie for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Boy, did he have a hell of a game.
Man, it seemed like he actually could have had more. Did you watch the game?
Yeah. Oh,
red zone?
Back and forth.
Yeah, what happened was, you know, he had his third touchdown, and he kind of got over that 200-yard mark, mm-hmm. and they were up comfortably over the Raiders. Then the Raiders staged a little bit of a comeback. Well, during that comeback, they actually put LeGarrette Blount in there.
And then he fumbled.
Yeah, and I'm like, why are they doing that? Why don't they keep Doug Martin in there? And then once the game got close, they put Martin back in, and then he, you know, he sealed the deal for them. But he actually could have had more yards than that. So unbelievable stuff from the rookie from Boise State.
He looked great. And what's up with his nickname, Muscle Hamster? Well, we got to think of something better than that. I think it's our responsibility to give Doug Martin a better nickname, Muscle Hamster. Where did that come from?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to Google that one.
That's awful. Yeah, that is awful.
Unfortunately, I have no hamster sound effect.
Oh, jeez.
Only a dolphin is a bird.
There's a joke somewhere in there. I'm not going to go there, though.
Yeah.
With the birthday boy. Yeah, that's one of the worst nicknames I've ever heard.
Yeah, terrible. It is. It's really bad.
So, well, if he keeps performing like this, he'll have some other nickname. Someone will come up with something better because he'll deserve it. Right now, I mean, think about it, Bill. Not to get too off track here, but, I mean, between him and Andrew Luck for Rookie of the Year right now, right? Probably ahead of RG3.
You know, that is a topic that I had scheduled for later on the show. Andrew Luck, RG3, Doug Martin, Trent Richardson. It's going to be very, very close
fantasy
for the Rookie of the Year award.
Yep. All right. Moving on, Bill. Running back chumps.
Yeah, not only did this guy get injured, but before he got injured, only 17 rushing yards, and that's Darren McFadden, the running back from the Oakland Raiders. Huge disappointment. He's probably one of the biggest busts of the year. You know, the knock on him has always been he can't stay healthy, can't stay healthy. Well, this year he's been healthy up until, what is it, week 9. He got hurt in week 9. So he's been healthy up until week 9, and he hasn't done squat.
21st in rushing in the league. And you're right, and he's played. Like, he hasn't been hurt.
Right.
Now he's hurt, and we'll talk about the extent of his injury moving forward. But first half of the season, you know, Sean Green has more rushing yards. Okay,
I believe Darren McFadden was also injured last year in week 9. So something around this time of year, Darren McFadden chooses to go down with an injury. Maybe he realizes how bad his team is. He just throws in the towel.
I couldn't tell you, but... somehow I was able to avoid drafting him in my leagues, and I'm glad I did because he's been just terrible. 2 touchdowns, 455 yards in 8 games, woeful.
Yeah, he's projected for less than 1,000 yards this year. 62 catches, but less than 1,000 yards on the ground. And now that number's going to get even lower because now he's probably going to miss a couple games with a high
Even the 62 catch projection, that's skewed as well because he had 18 in week 1, Bill.
Right, yep.
And he had 7 in week 2. So he had 25 of his he had 13 in week 1. I'm looking at his targets. He had 13 receptions in week 1 of his 31. So he had half of his receptions in one game, and they were all little dump-off passes. So even that's skewed. He will not get to 62 receptions on the season.
All right, let's move over to the wide receiver champs. Brandon Marshall from the Bears, boy, did he have a day. 122 receiving yards and 3 trips to the end zone.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of those were in garbage time.
I love it. It doesn't matter when it came.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, certainly.
I mean, I believe he scored the final touchdown, and they scored 51 points.
Yeah.
And you got to love that when the Bears are still throwing the ball late in the game. What was that all about? I'm looking at it here, Bill. It was 37-12. Okay. Fourth quarter begins, and Brandon Marshall scores 2 receiving touchdowns with the team up 37-12 and 44-12. That's when he scored his final 2 touchdowns.
Right, so you're watching that game. All of a sudden, you see the Bears blowing them out, and you're thinking, oh, God, they're not going to pass anymore. It's going to be a Matt Forte, who had a really good game, and a Michael Bush show. And then all of a sudden, you see Jay Cutler drop it back, throwing bombs to Brandon Marshall. It was great.
Well, and you know, I talked about having to start Andrew Luck in one league because Brady was on bye. In another league where I have Brady, I had to start Cutler. And obviously, I don't want to start Cutler ever.
Right.
And I was disappointed. I was like, you know, they have 37 points already, and Cutler hasn't done anything. And then I got a couple of gifts in the fourth quarter.
it was great. Nice.
So kudos to the Bears for running it up. Love it.
All right. How about Eric Decker from the Broncos? 99 receiving yards, 1 yard away from that. Bonus at 100 yards, and then he also had 2 touchdowns, 2 rushing, receiving touchdowns.
He's coming on pretty strong here, isn't he, Bill?
Yeah, he certainly is.
Demaryius Thomas had been the big playmaker for the majority of the season.
Right.
And Decker's starting to, you know, get a rapport with Peyton Manning. It should be interesting to see how it plays out. I am a Demaryius Thomas owner in multiple leagues. I actually do not have Decker in any leagues. Right now, they both have 100 fantasy points on the season. And I still like both of them moving forward, but I'm looking here. You know, Demaryius Thomas is still producing. It's not like Decker's, you know, producing at the detriment of Demaryius Thomas. So, yeah, I think there's a room enough for both of them in offense.
Eric Decker has 7 touchdowns this year. All of them came in the last 5 games.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's why, you know, usually when you see one receiver start to step it up, again, the other receiver on the team kind of drops off. That's really not the case here.
No.
But Decker's, he's getting more red zone looks. Demaryius Thomas seems to score those long touchdowns, those big, giant, yards after the catch kind of things, whereas Decker is more of the red zone guy. So something to keep an eye on moving forward.
Well, Peyton Manning's very fortunate. On our rest of the way rankings at ffchamps.com, we have Demaryius Thomas as number 2, Eric Decker is number 7.
Wow.
It's the way it goes.
I mean, and you know what? That it's preseason. We were kind of expecting something like this. You know?
Certainly.
I mean, it's not like a shock that this is happening. I guess the shocking thing is how well Peyton's playing. I don't think any of us thought he'd be quite this good. We weren't really sure. But it's not really a shock. These are two talented guys that, they're going to take advantage of Peyton Manning. What a situation they're in.
All right, and then for the wide receiver chumps, we have Dez Bryant from the Cowboys, 15 receiving yards on the day, and another frustrating week with Dez Bryant.
I don't own him in any leagues, Bill, and thank goodness. And this guy, it's like deja vu. Every week we talk about him, and what do we say? It's always something with Dez Bryant, right?
Yep.
And what was it this week? He had some curfew thing where he got permission to stay out later, whatever. It's maybe a non-story. But it became a story, didn't it? That's all you heard about on Sunday morning was Dez Bryant and his curfew. It's like these guys can't stay out of the news.
The guy that has Dez in my league has a very appropriate team name. It's Dezden to bury you.
Oh, jeez. Well, Dezden to bury you right now is ranked number 34 in fantasy points on the season for wide receivers. Oh, 34.
And he was a pretty lofty draft choice, if I recall.
Yeah, it definitely was.
In my league, especially.
Well, hey, he oozes of potential, you know? I mean, he's got the body. He's got everything you want. He's like a T.O. type of guy, and he just can't put it together. And you mix that up with kind of the potion with Tony Romo and Garrett, the play calling. I mean, they just can't get it together out there. So, very frustrating guy.
Athletically, he's probably one of the most gifted, talented players on the field. But mentally, he's just not a, couple fries short of a Happy Meal.
Are you mental?
He might be a little bit.
Yeah, he might be.
All right, then the other wide receiver chump we have is Hakeem Nicks from the Giants. 1 catch, 10 yards.
Told you last week, Bill. You didn't listen to me.
Yeah, I remember.
Told you not to trust him until he started putting it together, man. So
who was that? I think we gave someone wanted to know Hakeem Nicks or another wide receiver. I told him to go with Nicks. You told them to go with the other wide receiver. I wonder what they did, who they listened to. Hopefully if they listened to you, they were right. If they listened to me, they were wrong.
Nicks, I don't know. I mean, first of all, his quarterback's struggling, but we didn't really get into that too much last week. It was more just about, wait and see until he starts, putting it together. He hasn't done anything yet this year.
Right.
Can't go on reputation. I mean, we're in the crunch time now, man. We just talked about it at the top of the show. Crunch time can't be going on guys because of their names from 2011 anymore.
Right, I know. Yeah, totally.
All right, tight end champs.
Yeah.
Tight ends, Brandon. Right. How about, who is this guy? Brandon Myers.
Gotta love
who
him.
Who is Brandon Myers?
Brandon Myers is a tight end from Iowa, I believe. Is that correct? Yeah, I think he's from Iowa. He's got 50 targets on the year, 39 receptions. He scored his first touchdown in the NFL, but he added another one in week 9 versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 8 receptions, 59 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the day.
Yeah, and in the last 4 weeks, Bill, just targets galore for this guy.
Yeah.
When I asked you who Brandon Myers was, obviously I was asking a rhetorical question. He has 33 targets over his last 4 games. That's over 8 targets per game for a tight end.
It's great.
That's solid. Now, he's only scored touchdowns in 1 game, and that was the most recent game. But, he scored 2. He hasn't scored the rest of the season. But we talked about it, Bill. There's so many kind of, second and third tier tight ends out there this year. There's so many to choose from once you get past the big dogs, And this guy's just another one to add to the list.
And then for our tight end chumps, guess who we have on the list this week, Todd?
Guess who we have on the list? Who could it be? Who
Jermichael Finley from the Packers, my least favorite fantasy football player. Can't stand this guy. Aaron Rodgers is not even throwing him the ball anymore. Only two targets in week 9, one reception, 6 yards. He doesn't deserve to be on a roster at this point. Tom Crabtree, okay?
Yep.
Tom Crabtree, the backup tight end for the Packers, is the one who had a big touchdown. I think it was like a 72-yarder. Yeah, 72 yards, one reception for a touchdown for Tom Crabtree. Meanwhile, Jermichael Finley, big reputation, little performance, one catch, 6 yards.
Yeah, Jermichael Finley ranked 23rd of tight ends so far this year, Bill.
What a
23rd.
Jump.
To put it this way, Tom Crabtree, who you just mentioned, the quote-unquote backup tight end for the Packers, he has more fantasy points, and Tom Crabtree only has 6 catches on the year.
Right.
He has more points than Jermichael Finley. Anthony Fasano, Dwayne Allen, Joel Dreesen, all these guys have more fantasy points. So, you know, Finley, he's your nemesis, Bill. One of these weeks he's going to actually score a touchdown, maybe.
I'll be shocked.
But until then, keep him on the list, man.
I will. Certainly will. All right, coming up, that is the Champs and Chumps for Week 9, by the way. Coming up, we will break down the Patriots' upcoming matchup against the Bills from a fantasy football perspective. Of course, taking your telephone calls. We want the ballots are open, as Todd said. We want to hear from you. Who is the fantasy football president, the vice president, maybe a secretary of defense? 508-298-0398, or you can email us, webradio@patriots.com. More fantasy football champs coming up next on patriots.com radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Rooting for the Patriots is great.
Woo!
Rooting for one specific Patriots player because he's on your fantasy football team, well, that's just spectacular.
Brady on first down, play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
It's time for the Patriots Fantasy Spotlight on Fantasy Football Champs.
Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you on Patriots.com Radio. It is time. to preview the Patriots Week 10 matchup against the Buffalo Bills. We'll do it from a fantasy football angle, of course. Start off with the Patriots here, Todd. We got Tom Brady. Great matchup against the Bills defense that is allowing the sixth most fantasy points against quarterbacks. We got Brady ranked third this week.
Yeah, I mean, think about this, Bill. Harken back to, I think it was, what, week four. The Patriots got out of the gates. They were 1-2, right? Mm-hmm. They just lost to the Ravens. And they go to Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
And they are down 21-7 in the third quarter. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
They're down 21-7. We're all like, oh, my God. Because at that point, we were like, ah, the Patriots are 1-2, but they're underachieving. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Well, you turn that game on, 21-7 in the third against the Bills, and you're like, oh my God, are they gonna go 1-3? But right when you started to think that, the offense exploded. They wound up winning that game, 52-28. So they outscored them 45-7 from about the 8 minute mark of the third quarter on.
Right.
And Tom Brady, 340 yards, 3 touchdowns in that one. You know, he should have a big day. Wes Welker in that game, Bill, 9 catches, 129. Gronk, 5 for 104. I expect Brady to go off on the Bills, well-rested, coming out of a bye week. Love Brady this week. Glad that I have him on a couple of my rosters.
All right, and how about from the running back perspective? We got Stephen Ridley ranked 9th inside the top 10 this week on our week 10 rankings at ffchamps.com, and that's because the Bills' defense, they suck when it comes to stopping the run, Todd.
They're not good.
They are ranked 31st in the league. Awful.
Well, again, we just talked about the previous matchup. Brady threw for 340. The team rushed for 247.
Yeah.
That's like a college number. Bolden, we haven't even talked about him yet. Ridley rushed for 106 yards and 2 scores. Bolden, 137 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, the only thing with Ridley, I know we have him ranked in the top 10. You always got to be a little careful, you know, with your expectations, as we've said time and time again with these Patriot running backs, because you never quite know who's going to get the rock from a week-to-week basis. Ridley's the safest bet by a mile, but still, you just never know. You know, they throw Vereen in there, Woodhead a little bit. Hopefully, Ridley gets his 20 carries or so, and if he does that, Bill, he'll have over 100 yards and a touchdown or two.
See, that's the tricky thing, Todd. You nailed it right on the head. We also have Danny Woodhead ranked 34th, Shane Vereen ranked 47th, and depending on Brandon Bolden's status for this week, we'll put him into the rankings as well. But you're right. Patriots tend to share the wealth when it comes to the running backs.
Yeah, and again, you know, I'm not arguing the ranking for Ridley. It's a great matchup.
Yeah.
You gotta expect the unexpected when it comes to Patriots running backs. If he only rushes for 50 yards and no scores, and you know Woodhead gets a dozen carries, you know you gotta be like, okay, well, you know I could probably see that coming. It's just the way it is with the Patriots. That's all.
All right, for the wide receivers, we have Wes Welker ranked 4th. Bills defense ranked 22nd against opposing wide receivers.
Yeah, Wes Welker ranked 4th. I think we have Brandon Lloyd ranked 19th. So two wide receivers in the top 20.
Yep.
And again, why not? The Bills are horrible on defense across the board. They're getting lit up every which way. You know, you just got to put all your Patriots in there this week and hope for the best, and you should do quite well. Last week, it was actually shocking that the Bills only gave up 21 points to Houston.
Yeah.
If you think about it, because the three out of the free, put it this way, they've given up 48 points to the Jets, 52 to the Patriots, 45 to the Niners, 35 to the Titans. I mean, they're giving up monster points and yards in bunches, so. Again, a well-rested Patriots team at home with the Bills coming to town, divisional game. You've got to think the Patriots are going to roll up a big number.
You mentioned Rob Gronkowski had over 100 yards back in week 4 when the Patriots took on the Bills at Buffalo. This week, he's ranked number 1 on our rankings at ffchamps.com. The Bills are ranked 26th when it comes to stopping the tight end. And even Aaron Hernandez, hey, we got him at number 4 this week, and I also believe it's his birthday as well as our producer. So, Kevin, you share a birthday with Aaron Hernandez, one of the Patriots superstars. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. We just figured that out in the earlier show, but I did not know that prior to today. So,
did you guys, like, share a cake or anything?
I doubt that. I doubt he would want to share his birthday with a guy like me.
Now, how old is he? What is he, like, 24?
Yeah, he's younger. He's younger than I am.
Yeah.
And he just, I think, became a dad today.
Really?
So his daughter will have the same birthday as well.
Oh, congratulations to Aaron Hernandez. Not only is it your birthday, but is now also the birthday
for
your
daughter. Big day for him, and there was a lot of speculation with him not out on the practice field today because we knew that he was expecting around his birthday, and he had made that public. And then I think I saw some tweets from – or tweets being retweeted from some of his family members welcoming the child.
Oh, so, great news for Aaron
Hernandez.
Big day
in the Hernandez family.
Yes. Well, hopefully he'll have an even better game because of all that great news. We have him ranked fourth against the Bills this weekend.
All right. Well, you know, again,
Todd didn't seem sold right there.
He didn't like that
Todd,
news.
No, Todd seems like he just wants to, like, go turn on the TV or something like that.
What?
He's just like, all right, Bill, let's get this over with.
No, not at all. I was trying to pull out a golden nugget of fantasy brilliance.
You got nothing.
Through the magic of the internet.
Yeah, you're right, Bill.
He's got nothing.
The nuggets are gone. That five-piece nugget is gone.
Yep.
The nuggets are gone. Nuggets are gone.
I dip my nuggets in honey. Is that weird?
That's a drop right there.
Can you say that again?
I'm going to have to cut that one
up. Yeah, say that again really clearly.
I dip my nuggets in honey.
No, that's not weird. I mean, I've never heard of it, but you hear of honey mustard dipping sauce.
You know, I only like the chicken nuggets from McDonald's. And maybe it's just for me, but any McDonald's I go to, they have pure honey.
Really?
Just like they do ketchup and barbecue sauce and honey mustard and everything. They have pure honey. And for years, I thought it was only when I went to their McDonald's restaurant. I'm the only person that I know that eats their nuggets with honey.
So next time I go into one, I'm going to ask if they have honey. And
I'll
give you the scouting report.
Pure honey.
Because I want to try it now. If you're giving it this ringing endorsement, I want to try it.
Delicious.
I mean, I'm a big barbecue sauce honey mustard guy myself. I don't know about Todd over there.
You know what else I had dipped in honey this weekend? A Kentucky bourbon. I think it was a wild turkey.
Oh.
Wild turkey with honey.
Now,
delicious.
Jack Daniels makes some.
They do. It was
they
very
make some
similar.
Whiskey
was,
with honey.
Yes,
and I've
it was
had
very
that,
similar
so,
that.
And I really enjoyed that. So I have a feeling I would have enjoyed what you were dabbling in this weekend.
Now I took it as a shot, but if you wanted to make it into a drink,
yeah,
do it with lemonade.
So you were ripping shots this weekend, huh?
I was.
You deserved it after the Superstorm Sandy and all that mess.
I didn't get my power back for an entire week. It was very frustrating.
You deserved
so.
It.
Yeah,
you needed a stiff drink, and I'm glad to see that you came through.
I still have my hurricane beard in full effect. My girlfriend is not happy.
Bill's hurricane bunker. It's just like beer and chicken nuggets and a jar of honey. He's like Winnie the Pooh.
Bill Bear. Yeah, that's what I am. All right, let's get into the Bills matchups. Because, you know, with all the Patriots, we're giving a lot of love to the Patriots here because they're playing against a really weak Bills defense. I got to be honest, Ryan Fitzpatrick ranked 12th this weekend on our rankings. That's because the Patriots, well, they're ranked 29th when it comes to stopping the quarterback.
Yeah, and he had a big game the first time around. Again, we talked about Brady throwing for 340 and three touchdowns. Well, Fitzpatrick threw for 350 and four touchdowns. Then we also had four interceptions, which if you get negative points for interceptions, that's not good.
Right.
And, you know, you have a theory, Bill, about the Bills.
Winter is coming.
Right. And what's your theory?
My theory is they're hot in the first 6 weeks of the season. You'll notice if you look at Ryan Fitzpatrick's game logs over the last couple of years, very, very good when it comes to September, midway through October, and then towards the end of October, November, December, forget about it. He sucks. He I don't know if his beer freezes in his helmet and he can't move his mouth and call the plays anymore or his shoulder tightens up. I don't know what the hell it is. But something happens with Ryan Fitzpatrick when the temperature drops below 40 degrees and the Bills' offense just completely stalls.
Well, here you go. To back up your point, the first 4 weeks of the season, he threw for 12 touchdown passes, which is pretty darn good. Three a week.
Yeah.
The last four games, he's thrown for three, and they all came in one game. So he has
there
three
you go.
Goose eggs.
There you go.
You know. So, yeah, he's inconsistent. But like you said, in this particular game, I think he can put up a decent number.
Yeah, I do. And we have him ranked 12th. And if you're in a 12-team league, that's good enough for a starter.
Yep, sure is. How about the running backs for the Bills, Bill?
Now, C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson are in a big-time timeshare committee, running back by committee situation for the Bills. But we have Spiller ranked 29th and Fred Jackson ranked 25th because Spiller has been the more productive running back. Now, the thing is, Patriots are really good when it comes to stopping the run or stopping opposing running backs. They're ranked seventh, top 10 in terms of least amount of fantasy points allowed to RBs. So Spiller 19th, Fred Jackson 25th this week.
Wouldn't you just love it if Spiller was just the man there? Fred Jackson went somewhere else, went away.
I really would. I got Spiller on my dynasty team. Fred Jackson just kind of gets in the way at this point.
I mean, this is the worst timeshare we've got, right? Because both are legitimate. Like this
exactly.
This is a nightmare situation.
It is.
And we had a couple callers, if you remember earlier in the season, when Fred Jackson was hurt and Spiller was dominating, right?
Yeah.
And I can't remember the caller's name, but he's called our show several times. And he said, what am I going to do when Fred Jackson comes back? And we said, just worry about it when he comes back.
Yeah, well, now he's back.
He's back, and, you know, the caller had a valid concern because now he's you know, he's just got to deal with half the production.
Yep. And for let's move over to the Bills wide receiver. Stevie Johnson has a deep thigh bruise. He'll be on our injury report later on in the show. But I have him ranked 14th this week. And, Todd, like we mentioned for Fitzpatrick, the Patriots are struggling when it comes to stopping the pass.
Stevie Johnson, he's kind of been quiet this year, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Certainly has. I think he was drafted, you know, somewhere around the fifth or sixth round.
He's ranked number 31 over, I mean, in fantasy points on the season. He's ranked 31st, okay?
Yep.
He has four touchdowns on the year. Three of them came in the first 3 weeks.
Winter is coming.
Yeah, you know, and, I mean, I don't know. His last five games, he's only eclipsed eight fantasy points once.
Right. So, I'm telling you, the Bills offense comes to a complete stall when it gets colder.
I don't know. I don't own him in any leagues, but I wouldn't feel good about starting him this week, despite a decent matchup. I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling about Stevie.
I might have to move him down now after you said that.
There you go.
And then, of course, their tight end, Scott Chandler, is ranked 19th. I think, actually, he's going to have a good game because he's really their best red zone option, if the Bills ever do get in the red zone.
Yeah, he's a decent option. He's got like a handful of tight ends. We've talked about second and third tier guys that you kind of just play the matchups from week to week if you're in that spot. And I might be in that spot in one league. We can talk about this later on, Bill. I drafted Brandon Pettigrew in one league, Bill.
Okay.
He's just been awful.
Yeah, I know.
And I think it's time for me to cut bait. It probably should have been done this a couple weeks ago. And I'm going to look for a week-to-week option. There are a lot of guys floating out there on the waiver wire, a lot of decent tight ends like Scott Chandler. I might just play the week-to-week with tight ends.
So that was our Patriots and Bills preview. Again, Tom Brady and Ryan Fitzpatrick, we're expecting great games from both of those quarterbacks. So if you have them on your team, you better get them in your roster. Obviously, you're starting Brady no matter what. What do you say, Todd? We jump onto the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Remember, the fantasy football presidential ballot wide open. Give us your candidates. We'll announce the winners at the end of the show. Let's go over to Justin in Boston. He's been on hold for quite some time. Justin, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I just have a few quick questions. The first one is, since DeMarco Murray is most likely out for this week,
yep,
we'd like to get in the flex spot. Titus Young versus the Vikings, or Vic Ballard versus the Jaguars Thursday.
I like Vic Ballard with Donald Brown likely not going to play.
Is it PPR?
No, standard.
Standard, Bill.
Yeah, I usually go with the running back over a wide receiver and a flex, especially in the non-PPR format.
Yeah,
Jacksonville Jaguars 30th when it comes to stopping the run. I think that Ballard could have a really good game as long as Donald Brown's not playing.
That's true.
And they're playing on a Thursday night, which is a quick turnaround. It gives less time for Donald Brown to get healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly, that's true. Also, who do you like better for the tight end? Aaron Hernandez or Kyle Rudolph? And another part of that question, would you drop Kyle Rudolph? Because he's kind of like shaky the past few weeks.
He has, but he disappeared.
He did, exactly, yeah.
If you're considering dropping him, then I'm sure you know that you're not going to start him over Aaron Hernandez, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. But just pick up somebody up on the waiver wire, just like add a depth for like, say if Hernandez can't play this week or next week. I was looking into either Brent Celek, Dwayne Allen, or I forget the other name, but like someone like that, basically.
We have our waiver wire segment coming up, and one of the tight ends that I love this week, Brandon Myers. Why don't you pick him up? He had a great game last week.
I would.
Getting a lot of targets.
Nabbed him last week.
All right, Brent Celek's not a bad option. If Colby Fleener's not playing for the Colts, Then I might go with Dwayne Allen. We have him ranked 20th this week. But then all of a sudden, if you start Vic Ballard, now you have two Colts on your roster.
Exactly.
On your starting lineup. I'm not sure how much that affects your decision. Is anyone like Greg Olsen, Jermaine Gresham available?
Gresham, Olsen, nope. I already checked, yeah.
Dustin Keller, Anthony Fasano.
Fasano's available, yep. He's available.
Yeah, I would go get Fasano playing against the Tennessee Titans. They're ranked 31st when it comes to stopping opposing tight ends.
Would you start him over Hernandez?
No.
My roster, the thing with
absolutely
me, my roster
not.
Is
Hernandez
shaky.
Go okay. on.
Yeah, because my roster, what I don't like about my league, it locks on Thursdays, the whole thing.
Ooh. Wait, the lineup locks or just the roster
locks? The whole thing, yeah, the whole thing. The whole roster. Even if you don't have players playing on Thursday, it locks no matter what.
So you've got to set your lineup for Sundays and Mondays games on Thursday.
Exactly.
Listen,
wow.
all indications say that Aaron Hernandez wasn't hurt today. It's just his daughter was born, and it was his birthday, so he had to get his crunk on. So that's why he missed practice.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be concerned about him. If he practices on Wednesday, then you're fine. He has to be in your lineup. He's our number four tight end this week, better than anyone you're going to pick up on the waiver wire.
Of course.
Justin, let me ask you a question. Who is your candidate for the fantasy football president this year?
Okay, who are the choices?
You can submit anyone you want. That's the beauty of voting.
Yeah,
who's your
fantasy
MVP? Right now, I'll probably go with Matty Ice,
huh, for the fantasy MVP, the fantasy football president for 2012 right now. Why do you like Matty Ryan?
I think so. Oh, this is the way he's been playing so far with the Falcons. He's been playing pretty consistent so far. And I don't know. I don't really have him on my team. I kind of wish I did.
He was a guy that Todd and I talked about all preseason because we knew you can get him late in the draft and he'll perform like a top five quarterback.
Exactly. Yep, I thought I could get him around 6th or 7th round. Somebody nabbed him in the 3rd round.
Wow, that's really early, actually.
It is.
But, hey,
it
worked out for them.
Yep.
All right, Justin, anything else we can help you with?
No, that should do it.
Thanks for your call, man. We appreciate you listening to us on Patriots.com radio. Todd, what do you say we take a quick break here? More of our fantasy football presidential ballot, fantasy football MVP thus far. We want to hear from you, so give us a call, 508-298-0398. We'll get into some emails in the next segment as well, webradio@patriots.com. Plus, we'll go over our waiver wire and injury report heading into Week 10. You don't want to miss that. That's all coming up next right here, Patriots.com radio. This is the Fantasy Football Champs.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
All right, Patriots.com Radio, this is the Fantasy Football Champs. It is time for the Bumps and Bruises, the injury report heading into Week 10. And Todd, a lot of high-profile players got banged up in Week 9.
Yeah, it was one of those weeks, Bill. We've been pretty lucky this year, all in all. Don't you agree? It's kind of been a relatively injury-free season to this point, up until last week.
You know what it has been for my teams? A lot of, like, nicked-up players. Like, you know, he plays one week, he gets hurt, and then he may be questionable for, like, Jordy Nelson is a great example. You know, nicked up last week, still has a good game, comes in this week, plays, and then he gets taken out in the first quarter and he doesn't get a reception.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, of course there's been injuries. I mean, I've been burned by Greg Jennings and DeMarco Murray, but all in all, I mean, there hasn't been a ridiculous rash of injuries season. So we've been kind of lucky.
A few of the running backs. A lot of running backs were banged up this year. DeMarco Murray, Darren Sproles, Maurice Jones-Drew, now Darren McFadden.
Well, that's what I'm saying now. It just seems like this is the week this has all started to happen. I mean, Darren Sproles came out of nowhere last week.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm getting at is like the first 7 weeks or so, not bad, not terrible. I mean, not devastating, but now it just seems like they're starting to roll up. So I guess
let's add that to the presidential ballot, the fantasy football election. Who is your biggest injury on your team? Let us know. Call in 508-298-0398, or you can email webradio@patriots.com. All right, let's start off with the quarterbacks, Todd. Robert Griffin III. He had some sore ribs after the game. He was thrown around like a rag doll in that loss to Carolina.
Yeah, hey, it's the kind of game he plays, Bill. He had that nasty-looking concussion earlier in the year, and he said he's going to play smarter. Where have we heard this before? Michael Vick, cough, cough, right? And one of the reasons RG3 is so effective is that he can run, and he's going to get banged up. He's not a huge guy. And so, you know, he's going to have rib injuries. He's going to get concussions. This is what's going to happen with RG3.
And then what about Tony Romo? He strained his back on the final play of the game during the Cowboys' loss to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to play this week, though, correct?
I believe he is. But right now it's something that you're a little concerned about, because back injuries, all the ones I have, they tend to flare up when you're doing some physical activities.
Well, he plays the Eagles this week. The Eagles have zero pass rush, so he should fine. If, as long as he can stand up in the pocket, he should be relatively clean on Sunday. I think Tony Romo will be just fine.
Let's move over to the running backs. Darren McFadden, we talked about it a little earlier in the show, went down with a high ankle sprain in Sunday's loss to Tampa Bay. Now, this is the thing about Darren McFadden. If you've been following his career over the last few seasons, his injuries always seem like they're about to be, you know, week to week. Oh, he's week to week. He'll be back in week 11. He'll be back in week 12. But then all of a sudden, it's like, nah, he's out 2 to 3 more weeks. Then it comes to 3 to 4. Then it's like, oh, he's out for the season. We're going to put him on IR.
Right. Well, because the Raiders are usually out of it. And once he's still injured in December, they're like, ah, why risk it, right?
Yep.
I don't know what it is with this guy, but he's a headache. And, you know, we said it in the preseason, and it was just one of those deals. Once you got past the first, like, three or four running backs, Bill, you had to make some decisions. Are you going to go with an injury-prone run DMC, a guy that's holding out like MJD, an injury recovery guy like Adrian Peterson, which would have been a great pick? You know, who are you going to take? Chris Johnson, who had a terrible year last year? You had Darren McFadden staring you in the face at the end of the first round, and a lot of people, you had to take him, and he's just been a total headache, terrible this year. And now he's hurt.
It was week seven when he got injured last year. He played in seven games in 2011, 13 games in 2010, and 12 games in 2009. And right now he's sitting at 8 games here in 2012. Let's see how many more he plays the rest of this season.
Yeah. Hey, and maybe it'll be a relief to some fantasy owners. When you draft a high-profile guy like this, you feel obligated to put him in your lineup every week, no matter how bad he's playing.
You do.
And now you don't have to worry about that anymore. So there's a silver lining for you.
And we'll get into who you should pick up if you have Darren McFadden on your squad in just a little bit when we do our waiver wire segment. But moving on to another running back that got banged up here in week 9 was Donald Brown from the Colts, suffered a hip injury. That was pretty early on versus the Miami Dolphins.
Tell me about it. I started him in one league.
Oh, sorry, Todd.
And not too happy with that production. Luckily, I got destroyed because the guy I played against had Doug Martin and Brandon Marshall. So
that's all you need to say. Doug Martin or Brandon Marshall. Either one of them.
Here's the deal. I'm not just saying this. 10-team league. I had the second highest point total of the week.
Right.
And I still lost by 80.
Oh, my God.
I had like 150 points, and the guy had like 230.
That's just bad luck.
Yeah, Doug Martin and Brandon Marshall. He got him almost like 100. I think he got him 100 points combined, those two guys. So,
wow.
What are you going to do? But anyway, I plugged in Donald Brown. I had some injury and some bye week issues, and I plugged him in and was not too happy getting a big fat zero or whatever I got out of him.
All right, let's move over to wide receivers. Percy Harvin has been dynamite this season.
This is a big one.
This is a big one. Tweaked his ankle in like three different places. And he may also have aggravated his hamstring injury. So two injuries in one game.
Yeah, and again, we started off this segment by saying it's been relatively injury-free. But the reason I was saying that is because now the injuries are hitting with the big names. Percy Harvin, Bill, he's been a monster this season. And there's a lot of reports floating around about the severity of this one. It seems like there's more to come on this injury. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen in the next couple days, but it sounds like it's not really cut and dry.
I really hope he's going to be okay because I have him in a few different leagues, and he's just been so great for all my teams, and I know I can rely on him for 15, 20 points a game. And if he's out for a significant chunk of time right before the fantasy playoff start, it's going to be a killer.
He's the leading receiver as far as receptions is concerned. He has 62 receptions, most in the league of anyone.
Yeah.
So, you know, in PPR, this is a top five guy.
Right.
He's only scored 3 touchdowns through the air. He scored 1 rushing touchdown as well. But Percy Harvin, that's a big, big, big injury for the owners out there that kind of enjoyed, you know, for the first half of the year, a top 5 production on the PPR league.
All right, and then how about Jordy Nelson? He was questionable heading into the game, and then he was forced out with an ankle injury. I think maybe he had one catch or maybe he didn't even get any catches. I know I saw a lot of zeros whenever I saw someone with Jordy Nelson in their starting lineup. That one hurts a lot.
Yeah, but like we said, the Packers seem to have enough depth there to get through, you know?
Yeah.
They're getting, as you've mentioned, all year long, they're getting no production out of JaMychal Finley.
Right.
They've got an injury here with Nelson. They got an injury to their quote-unquote number one guy, Greg Jennings, who's barely played all year long. And they keep on trucking. I mean, Randall Cobb has stepped it up in a big way. And he looks great, Randall Cobb, in my opinion. I think he looks
really
outstanding.
Does.
And, you know, James Jones is serviceable. And Gerald Driver's still around out there, you know, limping around a little bit. So they get the job done.
All right, how about another high ankle sprain? This one really hurts, too, for me.
Yep.
Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers suffered a high ankle sprain against the New York Giants.
This is another big name. Yep, absolutely. Another PPR guy, Bill. Man, you know, high ankle sprain. You just don't like to hear that. Antonio Brown, 42 catches, 499 yards, only one touchdown on the year. But you had the feeling he was going to start coming around here in the second half of the year. Now, not quite so sure, at least for the next couple of weeks with his injury.
Yeah, the Steelers have been started to look good in their passing game.
Yeah.
As well as their running game.
They're a team on the rise. You know, obviously they beat the Giants. In a, what a weird game that was, by the way. Some weird calls in that game.
Yeah.
And the Steelers got through it. And we've been talking about it on our Thursday Football Nation show, Bill, that the Steelers are going to overtake the Ravens. And it sure is looking that way right now. They get the Ravens, I believe, twice in the next 3 weeks. Am I correct on that?
I believe so. They haven't played them yet. I'm not sure if it's in the next 3 weeks. But they do have them twice in the second half of the year.
Yeah, they've got them twice in the next 4 weeks. I stand corrected. They get the Chiefs, Ravens, Browns, and Ravens. So they get Ravens twice in the next 4 weeks. And, you know, that hurts because the Ravens defense isn't what it used to be. So for Antonio Brown owners, again, we kind of thought, we looked at the schedule for the Steelers. And this applies to all fantasy Steelers right now. I mean, whoever the running back is, right? We'll get to that a little later in the show. Redmond or Dwyer. I mean, their schedule looks beautiful from the rest of the way. It really does.
I mean, yeah, that's why I was really excited about him.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, now I'm not so excited anymore.
Well, maybe
if I lose Antonio Brown and Percy Harvin and Darren Sproles last week, I'll be starting to my head's starting to go a little bit below the water. I'm gasping for air.
Well, we didn't even mention Sproles on this injury report, Bill. We probably should mention him.
Well, I mean, he was injured 2 weeks ago, week 8.
Yeah, but. The stories are swirling around with him, how many weeks he's going to miss. I mean, what's the latest with Sproles? Because I'm hearing all sorts of stuff with Sproles.
I'm hearing that he had surgery last week and that he's projected originally 4 to 8 weeks, which is like the end of the season.
Right.
And then it's starting to become like 2 or 3 weeks, and now it's like maybe 1 to 2 weeks. But the guy has a broken hand, and he's a master at catching the pass out of the backfield. So regardless of when he's available to play, when he's healthy enough to play, how effective he's going to be with a broken hand, I'm not sure it's really going to be there for him anymore.
Yeah, that's obviously a great point. We'll wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, you know, that's what he does. He catches the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he's going to have to catch him one-handed.
Right.
He's got a big, wrap on one hand.
All right, some other wide receivers that you want to keep an eye on heading into Week 10. Donnie Avery of the Colts, Kendall Wright of the Titans, and Santana Moss all went down with some various injuries in Week 9. They're all questionable right now heading into Week 10. I think it is time, since we did the injury report, a lot of those players that went down with an injury have a big effect on this week's waiver wire, so I think it's a perfect time to go over who we have as some pickups this week.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
And again, you can give us a shout on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. Send us a tweet at FFChamps. We'll help you out with your waiver wire pickups for this week. But let's start off with the quarterbacks, Todd. We got Carson Palmer of the Oakland Raiders. Boy, did he have quite a game. First of all, he threw the ball 61 times, and he ended up getting 414 passing yards for 4 touchdowns. And still with the interceptions, 3 interceptions in the game against the Bucs.
Yeah, it seems like the Bucs, by the way, it seems like every game they play is like a shootout now.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but something to keep an eye on here fantasy-wise is just the Bucs are in these shootouts. So, yeah, Carson Palmer threw the ball 61 times. I mean, that's all you need to know. Obviously, the numbers are going to be there when you throw it that many times, and sure. The Raiders are going to be behind, Bill. Their star running back is hurt. Their backup running back is hurt. They're going to have to throw the ball. And, you know, Palmer's not the sexiest guy out there, but, you know, we've still got a couple weeks left of bye weeks, correct? I believe the last bye week is week 11, right?
Right.
So, you know, you got bye week replacements. Palmer's probably sitting there as a waiver wire guy, or maybe he's sitting on your roster as your number 2 or 3 quarterback. And, you know, at this point, you got to feel somewhat confident putting him in if you need to.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers, Robert Griffin III, and then Brandon Whedon and then John Skelton are the quarterbacks who are on a bye this week. So Carson Palmer, not a bad option. Neither is Ryan Tannehill, the rookie for the Miami Dolphins. His week 9 stats are as follows: 22 completions, 290 passing yards, and 1 touchdown. And we got the Dolphin playing in the background. There we go.
The year of the rookie quarterback, right?
It's great. I love it. I love it.
A lot of interesting guys out there. Next year's class, by the way, won't be nearly as strong, but we'll get to that later in the season, Bill.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill, you know, only he's putting up some decent stats, but only 5 touchdown passes on the year, Bill.
That's hurting him.
And he's not like a runner. He has 24 rushing yards total for the year and 1 rushing touchdown. So, I don't know. I mean, he has 1 game on the year where he has multiple touchdown passes, and he had 1 other game when he had over 400 yards passing. Other than that, pretty average guy.
You know, the reason why that I'm suggesting that you pick him up, yes, average numbers in Week 9.
Titans.
But you know what? He's playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars in Week 10. And they can't stop the passes.
No. He's playing. They're playing the Titans in Week 10.
Oh, the Titans. Excuse me. The Tennessee Titans.
Just as bad.
Yeah, just as bad. They're worse. The Jaguars are giving up the 4th most fantasy points for quarterbacks. The Titans are giving up the 3rd most.
Yeah. No, he's a good play this week. I agree. If you need help, if you're desperate for quarterback help, but you know, there's been a lot of. I think Ryan Tannehill's been kind of over celebrated. In the league, he's kind of gotten lumped in with Luck and RG3 as being, you know, highly successful. And it is impressive that a rookie's starting out there in Miami. But fantasy-wise, Bill, again, I just rattled off the numbers. Not highly impressive.
Hopefully he'll have a better week against the poopy Titans.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. The next 2 weeks, he's got the Titans and Bills. So yeah. If he's going to put up some fantasy stats, the next 2 weeks are going to be the weeks.
There you go. All right, let's move over to running backs. Isaac Redman, and how about the Pittsburgh Steelers running backs the last couple weeks? I think in the last 3 or 4 weeks, someone from the Steelers' backfield has gotten over 100 yards. Rashad Mendenhall, Jonathan Dwyer were out against the Giants, so that meant Isaac Redman got the start, and he produced 147 yards on the ground along with a touchdown, 26 carries for the big boy.
The issue is Dwyer back or not? You know, I'm just reading reports that he might be back soon.
That's the thing that you have to keep an eye on. If Dwyer and Mendenhall are out again, Redman is an excellent play.
I mean, they're getting it done. I mean, let's go to back. Like you just said, last week, Redman, 147 rushing yards, right?
Yeah.
The week before, Steelers beat the Redskins, Dwyer, 107. The week before that, Pittsburgh beats the Bengals, Dwyer, 122.
There you go.
You know, they're putting up huge rushing numbers here, and I don't know. They it's just a matter of who's the guy, and are you at the point now where you want to grab a couple of them and have them both on your roster and just play whoever starts? I'm not sure. I think wouldn't you agree that if everyone's healthy, Dwyer's the guy over Redman?
I think so. I think he's a lot more versatile than Redman is.
Well, I think he's got less tread on his tires. You know, Redman's been around the league for quite a while. I think everyone knows what he is. Dwyer's a little more of an unknown. I mean that in a good way.
Right.
You know, he came from Georgia Tech. He put up a lot. He rushed the ball a ton there at Georgia Tech. Younger guy, so I think Dwyer's the more intriguing fantasy guy, only because we haven't really seen him in a full season, and we won't see him in a full season this year because he's been hurt a little bit too, but Dwyer's intriguing to me. But yeah, Redman, can't deny what he did. He looked great against the Giants.
All right, now let's move on to who the Darren McFadden owners should kind of pick up here in Week 10. We think McFadden's going to be out a significant chunk of time. So
the answer is not Mike Goodson.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Now,
yeah.
Typically, we'll say, oh, well, just pick up his backup. The problem is, McFadden's backup got hurt as well in Week 9. So that leaves Marcel Reese, who's really their fullback, and then Tywan Jones, who's relatively an unknown player. The guy I like the most is Reese because he seems like he's the type
boy.
Of player that can get it done. 8 receptions, 95 yards, and a touchdown in Week 9. 8 receptions, Todd, 95 yards. Receiving yards. So he's not a guy that you can expect a lot of rushing yards from this year, but I think in the passing game, if you're in a PPR league, Marcel Reese is a guy that you'll want to grab.
Yeah, I'm looking up. He's a big guy, isn't he? I mean, I remember watching him last week catching passes, and I was like, man, they keep targeting this gigantic fullback. Intriguing play, maybe especially if you're in a PPR league, I would think, right?
Yeah, that's what I think. And, you know, Tywan Jones is a guy hasn't really done much of anything this year, and he actually hasn't even been playing a whole lot because he seems to be fumbling a lot in practice, and the Oakland Raiders are a little concerned about that. But with McFadden down, Mike Goodson down, it's really going to be the Tywan Jones and Marcel Reese show going forward.
Marcel Reese, 6'1", 255 pounds.
He's a big boy.
And only 1 carry on the year, though, Bill.
Right, but he's getting it done in the passing game.
Right. All right, who else you got?
Droik Bell from the Detroit Lions, 13 carries, 73 yards and a touchdown. He also reeled in 3 receptions for 36 yards, and it was a big day for the Detroit Lions backfield. Mikel Ashore had 3 touchdowns, and Joik Bell also added in another rushing score.
Not since the days of Barry Sanders have I seen such success from the Lions running game. Mikel Ashore, right. All I kept thinking of was the poor Stafford owners, right?
They kept
running the ball in.
Right.
Over and over. Even Megatron, you know, you've been predicting Megatron was going to score. He had that one big pass, and he bounced into the end zone from the 1 yard line. Calmed down at the 1. LeSure just runs it in. And Mr. Bell here, also, you know, interesting option. I don't know. The only thing about the Lions running game is, and we're recommending some of these waiver wire picks because, you know, here we are late in the season, and anybody you pick up right now is a little bit of a risk, right?
Right.
I have no problem picking up with these Lions. My expectations are very low. The Lions are just one of those funky teams, Bill, when it comes to running backs.
Yeah.
Whether it's no fault of their own, whether it's injuries or whatever, it just seems like they can't stick a guy in there for 8-9 games in a row, even 3-4 games in a row. It just seems like something happens to these guys, and they wind up in some sort of weird, unpredictable rotation.
All right, how about the wide receiver? Cecil Shorts from the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know a lot of people are probably wincing when I mention the Jaguars, but you know what? Cecil Shorts is a guy that's been getting it done. 79 yards and a touchdown back in Week 7. 116 yards in Week 8, and then he had 56 yards here in Week 9. He's clearly the Jacksonville Jaguars' number one wide receiver. They're down by a lot in a lot of games. He gets a lot of garbage time points, so Cecil Shorts might be a guy that I'm picking up now that I have some injuries to Antonio Brown and Percy Harvin.
Yeah, I totally agree, and they got the Colts this week on Thursday night.
There you go.
Colts defense is not all that. Like you said, the last 3 weeks. This week he was a little quiet, a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But the two weeks prior, 10 and 12 targets. Can't deny that. So
couple more wide receivers to get to here. Sidney Rice of the Seattle Seahawks. He's been scoring in bunches the last couple weeks. Week 8, 6 receptions, 55 yards and a touchdown. And then week 9, 4 receptions, 54 yards and a touchdown. So he's quickly becoming Russell Wilson's go-to wide receiver.
Yep. And Russell Wilson, another rookie quarterback. He's, you know, delivering decent production. Nothing crazy, but not bad.
All right, the next up, Todd, this is your boy, T.Y. Hilton from the Indianapolis Colts. 6 receptions, 102 yards and a touchdown. Now that Donnie Avery's a little banged up, T.Y., your boy from?
Florida International.
Oh, yeah, the small school down there in the Sunshine State. Is it part of the Sunshine State?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
yeah.
So
the small school guy from the Sunshine State, as I was saying, is going to get the start this week for the Indianapolis Colts. And as you mentioned, Todd, they're playing on Thursday night.
Here's the deal. This is a guy to grab for all of you dynasty owners out there. Get this guy on your roster. Stash him away.
He's not got him already. Count
there it. There you go. He's not going to be consistent this year. But once the Colts continue to assemble this team, he's a rookie. You know, obviously, Andrew Luck's a rookie. They've got Reggie Wayne as the possession guy. They'll probably try to replace Reggie Wayne in the next couple of years. T.Y. Hilton's got blazing speed. He's going to be the deep threat for years to come. And I'm a huge, huge, huge believer in Andrew Luck. And he's making me look smarter each and every week, Bill.
Yeah, he is.
T.Y. Hilton's going to be his deep threat. He's not going to be some crazy PPR guy, but he's going to score a lot of touchdowns as long as Luck's there at quarterback.
All right, let's get into the tight ends, and then we'll move over to the Ace Ticket Hotline. We have a couple callers waiting for us. Tight end, we mentioned him earlier in the champs section of the show, Brandon Myers from the Oakland Raiders. 8 receptions, 59 yards, and has scored his first career touchdown. He actually had 2 of them in Week 9.
Yep, the other guy is another Indianapolis Colt, Dwayne Allen. Kobe Fleener, the other rookie from Stanford, has hurt. Dwayne Allen, the rookie from Clemson, is not hurt, and he's getting the targets there. 6 catches for 75 yards last week.
As long as Fleener's out of the lineup with the injury, Dwayne Allen's going to be a top 15 tight end.
I agree. I mean, yeah. Luck's on fire. And you know what? Luck's not going to get worse, Bill.
No.
You know how some rookies hit the rookie wall?
I don't think that's happening.
I think he's going to get better. No,
right?
I'm not saying he's going to throw for over 400 yards every week, but I think he's going to get better and better as the year goes on. And, I mean, my God, the Colts are 5-3, Bill. How about
they're in that wild card spot.
Yeah, they are. Can't you just see it coming right now where it's going to be Colts and Broncos in the playoffs?
Yeah, that would be great.
Manning and Luck, Manning versus his old team. I can see that coming. It's meant to be. It's meant to happen.
That would be great. I would love to see that happen. All right, so, again, a couple callers on the line, 508-298. 1-800-919-0398 is how you reach us here on the Ace Ticket Hotline. And remember, we're hosting the first ever fantasy football presidential poll. So call in with your candidates on who you think the fantasy football president is, the MVP of fantasy football thus far. Let's hop over to Kevin in Los Angeles. What's going on, Kev?
Fellas, I gave you a call a couple of weeks ago. I had a trade offer for my boy RG3, and I've been housing RG3 along with Drew Brees, and it looks like Drew Brees has had his bye week, and I'm looking to ship RG3 off while he still has some value. Does he have value?
Of course RG3 has value.
What can I get for him at this point? What's a satisfactory trade? I've got a couple of teams interested in him. And I'm looking to do a Marquise Colston or a Reggie Bush trade packaged up with another player on both of the other teams.
What do you need the most?
I need a running back.
You need a running back.
But I wouldn't mind having another solid wide receiver.
Todd, I mean, who do you have? Drew Brees as your quarterback?
Yes.
So you have Drew Brees, so it makes sense. RG3's on a bye this week. Makes sense to trade him. You're not going to,
Yeah, Brees has had his
question
bye,
yourself
so Brees,
every week,
you're just,
right?
You're playing Brees the rest of the way, no doubt.
Right,
about
exactly.
It.
I mean, realistically, you know, RG3's had two not so great weeks.
Yep, 12 and 14 fantasy points, Bill, and last week against the Carolina Panthers, whose defense isn't that great. So, you know, if you're getting rid of Griffin right now, you know, the value isn't as high as it might have been a couple weeks ago, admittedly. But still, I think he holds a lot of value. He's the sexiest name on the board as far as the quarterbacks are concerned. He's still putting up, you know, nice rushing yards. He's only had a couple games where he hasn't rushed for over 40 yards. So Reggie Bush is the best running back you could probably get for him. Is that what you're basically telling
us?
That's
on this one team, yeah, Reggie Bush is the best option. On the other team, the best option is Ken Colston.
That to me is just not enough.
Yeah, well, it's probably not going to be a straight up. I'll probably get some kind of garbage wide receiver along with it if I go the Bush way. But I mean, do I still hold on to RG3 and hope that he still, you know, has a value maybe later on in the season, a couple
When's
more weeks
deadline?
Down the road?
When's your trade deadline?
I don't recall.
Because usually in the leagues I play
in, it's got to be coming up around Thanksgiving here.
Yeah, you've probably only got a couple weeks left.
Yeah.
Trade him now. Trade him while you still can.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Reggie Bush is just not enough, though. I would try. Who is their number one running back on that team?
Number one running back on that team is, looking at it now, we're looking at Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy. That's all he's really working with. Oh, he's got Jones-Drew.
On the bench, I'm sure.
Is this a PPR hurt. League?
Say it again?
Is this a PPR league?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Bill. I don't think Reggie Bush is doing it for me.
No.
I'm looking here at his stats, and he really hasn't done much at all since week two.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't, like, blown it up either. A little more valuable in a PPR than a non, but he's not – I don't know. I would try to get something more than Reggie Bush if you could.
Okay. Absolutely. Kevin, before we let you go, who are your candidates for the president of fantasy football?
RG3.
You're trying to trade him, and now he's your president?
He's driving the stock up,
fellas.
Bill.
I'm messing with you. Victor Cruz, he's my guy.
Victor Cruz, he would have been a great candidate given the first month of the season, but boy, has he really kind of fell off the radar the last couple weeks, Todd.
Yeah, I have Victor Cruz in a couple leagues, so he needs to step it up.
All right, let's move over to DJ in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. DJ, thanks for calling in to the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First of all, I'd like to thank you because I'm dominating my league thanks to your Ten Commandments.
Love it, love it, love it. Ten Commandments are winning fantasy football. You can find them at ffchamps.com. We're helping everybody win their fantasy football leagues just like DJ in Florida.
And my question is, I've got Jamal Charles, and you know, he started off the year pretty awesome, and now he's just not doing anything.
Yeah.
The only other person I have to start instead of him is Vic Ballard. What do you think about that?
Well, you're not going to bench Jamal Charles for Vic Ballard. He does have a really tough matchup this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it gets better. Cincinnati Bengals in week 11, Broncos in week 12, Carolina Panthers in week 13. And then if you can make it to the fantasy football playoffs, and it seems like you are since you're dominating your league, week 15 and 16, he gets one of the worst rushing defenses in the league with the Oakland Raiders and the Indianapolis Colts. So Vic Ballard is a guy that you may consider swapping out just for this matchup against the Steelers, but I'm leaving Jamal Charles on the team.
Yeah. I think Bill, his question is this week, right?
Yeah, just this week, because Ballard's going up against Jacksonville. You know, they got a terrible run defense.
As long as Donald Brown is not playing, I think Ballard should be the guy in your lineup this week.
Really? Wow.
Over Jamaal Charles has been so frustrating, Todd. I mean, look at his numbers the last couple games. He had...
Yeah. He has 83 rushing yards over his last three games.
Right. And that includes a four-yard performance against the Oakland Raiders, who Doug Martin just ran for 254 yards. What the heck will happen in that game?
I don't know. I don't understand it. You know, we kind of poked fun at the Kansas City Chiefs coaches last week, Bill. They aren't getting him the ball. I mean, you look at the middle of the season, he had a 33-carry game, a 31-carry game. Last 3 weeks, 12, 5, and 12 carries.
Ugh.
It's not enough. He's going to break one. Just keep giving him the ball. What else do the Chiefs have?
Yeah, what else are they doing?
I mean, they've got a terrible quarterback play. You got to try to build something around a running game. Try to stay in the game.
Right.
Maybe the problem is they're just getting down so early that they just, you know, resort to the pass. But I don't know. That very disappointing. I agree with the caller. I mean, you know, Jamaal Charles had a really red-hot middle to, you know, week 3, 4, and 5, and he's just done nothing ever since.
DJ, here's what's going to happen. We're going to find out if Donald Brown is playing. Since they're playing on Thursday night, we'll find out early Thursday, Thursday afternoon. Hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, and we'll certainly help you settle that lineup dispute once we get closer to the situation. Once we know more about the situation with Donald Brown. Does that sound good?
Yep, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right, take care, DJ. Thanks for calling in. Oh, I forgot to ask him about his presidential fantasy football candidates. He'll call back. Maybe he'll call back.
Well, it's not Jamaal Charles.
No, it's certainly not Jamaal Charles. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Patriots.com Radio. More fantasy football coverage coming up right after the break.
Winning made easy with FFChamps.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL 400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
All right, welcome back. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries here with you. Very special happy birthday to our producer, Kevin Collins, for those of you that are just tuning in now. It's his 27th birthday today, so we're very fortunate to have Kevin working with us. I'm surprised he's not out drinking already.
Nah, I gotta do the job first, you know?
Love the dedication. Love the dedication. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline.
We are Everybody just do your job!
I love how he sets himself up with the quote.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's got them all dialed in, doesn't he?
He's like the Wizard of Oz behind the green curtain. He really is.
All right, so we got a couple emails to get to today. Josh emailed in, speaking of our – he's referring to our ranking of Tom Brady, who we have third on our rankings at ffchamps.com. Josh wants us to know, don't forget why the Patriots were so successful against the Bills in the second half, Josh says. They stopped forcing the pass and went back to the run like they did in the first quarter during their scoring drive. I'm expecting a huge day from Ridley, and he wishes Brandon Bolden was healthy.
Yeah, and he's correct with all that. All that being said, it's Tom Brady against the Bills, and while they should be able to run it all over the Bills, they can also set up the pass with the run.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have Brady number three at the moment for this week, correct?
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brady right now, he's had he's ranked number six in fantasy production on the season, and he's played one less game than a couple of the guys above him.
Yep.
So, you know, he's right there with Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, RG3, Aaron Rodgers. He's right there. He's in the elite mix like he usually is. 16 touchdown passes, only three interceptions, two rushing touchdowns for Tom.
Yeah, so, how about it?
You know, and actually I'm looking at his passing yardage on the year, and he's right there with that as well. Again, playing one less game, and he's third in passing yards on the season.
All right, so that was an email from Josh. And again, you can reach us on email, webradio@patriots.com. We got an email from Dave P. He's in a standard scoring league, Todd. Starts two running backs and two wide receivers. He was offered a trade. A.J. Green, one of the best receivers in the league, and Benjarvis Green Ellis, the law firm. And he would be getting in return C.J. 2K, Chris Johnson, and Miles Austin. Should he do this trade?
No, I think it's the other way around. He would get A.J. Green and the law firm, and he'd give up CJ2K and Austin Miles.
You are correct. I stand
Miles Austin.
And Austin Miles. I love it.
Austin Powers.
I love it. That's just like Bill's buddy, what do you call him, Philip Gates? That one weekend.
That's right.
Philip Gates.
Oh, my God.
It's Austin Miles.
And Austin Miles.
Yeah. Austin Miles. Actually grew up 10 minutes down the road from me.
Hey, how, you know, this lets us talk a little bit about CJ2K, and he's kind of earned his nickname back, right, Bill? I mean, the thing is this. I mean, last week, he didn't do anything. Talk about garbage time. He had that 80-yard run with a couple minutes left in that drubbing against the Chicago Bears to
And I was
salvage.
Going nuts. I was going nuts when it happened because I was up by a few points, and all of a sudden he got that 75-yard touchdown. 80-yard touchdown. He hit the bonus on that play. He had a touchdown, and all of a sudden I'm down points, and all I have is Doug Martin left, and boy, did he come to the rescue.
Oh, there you go. Well, I had Chris Johnson in one league, so I was happy to see that.
Yeah.
But you take that away, and of course you can't take it away. It happened. But before that, I mean, then he had 50-some-odd rushing yards for the majority of the game, getting shut down, and then the Bears kind of gave up and let him score that 80-yarder. Getting back to the matter at hand here.
Yeah,
does he say if it's a PPR league or not?
It's a standard scoring league.
All right, so that devalues A.J. Green a little bit more, because A.J. Green right now, just a premier fantasy wide receiver. Oh.
I think this trade helps Dave's team, and here's why.
Yeah.
He has Demaryius Thomas and Miles Austin right now as his two starting wide receivers, and then he has Adrian Peterson and Willis McGahee as his two starting running backs. If he gives up Chris Johnson and Miles Austin, he plugs A.J. Green right into the starting lineup, and he still has McGahee as his number two. So, yeah, he's losing out on Chris Johnson and Miles Austin, but A.J. Green is a big improvement over Miles Austin. And Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, while he's not as good as Chris Johnson is, Willis McGahee, to me, is a top 10 running back going forward. I think he does this trade.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I think I do it too. A.J. Green is very, very alluring to me right now, even in a non-PPR. Like you just said, man, that would be a strong starting lineup. Demaryius Thomas and A.J. Green at wide receiver, Adrian Peterson and McGahee, and then throw in the law firm as well. I think I'd do the trade. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't trust CJ2K, right? I mean, again, he put up nice stats. This is a good time to trade him. It really is. His stock's pretty high right now. What are your thoughts on Miles Austin?
Bill. Miles Austin is a guy, to me, that if Tony Romo's playing well, Miles Austin's going to get a lot of the targets, because other than Jason Witten, we know Dez Bryant is really hit or miss. So Miles Austin is pretty consistent when Romo's playing well. Now, we haven't seen a lights-out Tony Romo this year. So that's the problem with Miles Austin. It's so dependent on Romo.
Well, of course it is. Austin's been pretty consistent, if you look at it. He's had one terrible stinker game, okay? That was in week 6 against the Ravens, when he only had 31 receiving yards. Other than that, he's been solid but not spectacular. He's had 11, 12, 13 points almost every week. Last week, only 7 receptions, 76 yards. That was his second worst performance of the year. But he's pretty consistent, man. He's pretty consistent. And again, if he's giving away Miles Austin, he's getting a return, a superstar in A.J. Green. I think I agree with you. I would do the deal.
Yeah, go for the deal. And we got another email, again, webradio@patriots.com. We got our email from our boy Dan Higgins. He wants to tell us that he didn't listen to our advice 3 weeks ago, Todd. This one's going to make you cry. He traded away Doug Martin.
Oh,
Kevin,
geez.
You have to have some kind of fail music for that.
Yeah,
dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah,
idiot!
Dan Higgins might make our idiot report this week. Higgins, what were you doing with that? I'm kicking myself now. You kept saying stick with him, and I finally got fed up and traded him away. Oh, man, Higgins, that one's a tough one. Doug Martin, top 5 running back the rest of the way. Actually, the number 1 running back, Todd, as you alluded to earlier in the show. That's terrible.
You know, sometimes you just got to stick with these guys, especially the rookies, right, where you really don't know what to make of them yet. A guy like Alfred Morris, he came out of the gate so fast. He's actually a guy I think would actually probably decline in production in the second half of the year. But a guy like Doug Martin, they kind of eased him in a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And now he's just firing on all cylinders, obviously. That hurts, Higgins. That hurts.
That hurts. Definitely hurts. Oh, man. I don't know why he would trade Doug Martin. I wonder who he got from him. He didn't say.
He didn't sound too happy. I'm looking at the email right now. Didn't sound too happy with the deals, obviously. So whoever he got's not good enough.
All right. Well, anyway, he says he's ready to listen to us now. Might be too late. But should he drop Darren Sproles for either Vic Ballard or Marcel Reese? It's a non-PPR league. I don't know if I'm dropping Sproles just yet. I mean, there's got to be someone worse on your team that you can drop, right?
It depends. I mean, does he need help this week?
It doesn't mention.
There's a lot of factors involved in that. Rest of the way, no, I probably wouldn't drop him, but for this week, yeah, probably, you know, if he needs to win now. You know how it is, Bill. I mean, here we are in week 10, right? I mean, so, in some leagues, like, every game, you need to win. Like, you need to claw and scratch. You know, there's a lot of leagues where you might be 5-4 or 4-5, and it's, you know, there's actually one league, Bill, where I'm cruising. I'm like 8-1, and I'm not too worried about my lineup this week, you know? I'm kind of already clinched what I need to clinch. I'm cruising along. But there's other leagues, man, where I'm making every possible move. And so it kind of depends where Higgins is now, you know? If he needs every possible move, try to maximize each and every week, then maybe you drop Sproles for, you know, for a Vic Ballard this week.
Yeah, maybe.
I would do that over Reese.
Right, I would too. You know Sproles, you know Ballard. Vic Ballard's going to get the rock with Donald Brown likely not playing. All right, sticking with the emails, webradiopatriots.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. We actually have an email from Chris, who works for the Patriots, has a question about his running backs this week. He's got Jamal Charles. He's got Rashad Jennings. His bench is looking pretty bad with the bye week, so he wants to know, is anyone better than Rashad Jennings? Peyton Hillis or Felix Jones, Todd, are they better than Rashad Jennings? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'd go with Rashad Jennings. Again, they're playing the Colts, too, Jacksonville, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty decent matchup. It is Jacksonville we're talking about, so keep your expectations in check. There's very limited upside with Rashad Jennings. But against the Colts, you know, I don't think it's that bad. I think that's actually a decent play.
Yeah, I like
Peyton
that one.
Hillis, I mean, what has he shown us this year?
Absolutely nothing.
Right. And Felix Jones, I mean, come on. That's maybe in 2008. But not now. Felix Jones, what a bomb that guy's been.
Yeah, totally.
I think the only reason Jerry Jones has not dropped him is because Felix hails from Arkansas, which is where Jarrah went to school.
Correct.
He's got some affiliation with Arkansas, and that's why he won't drop Felix Jones. I tell you what, their little rookies looked a little bit better. Lance Dunbar.
Yeah, you liked him, right?
And Philip Tanner, he's not a rookie. Both of those guys come from small Sunbelt schools, but I'd rather go with one of those guys if I'm Jerry Jones than Felix Jones. We know what Felix Jones is, which is not much. I'd rather go with a little bit of the unknown to fill in the games while they wait for DeMarco Murray to get back on the mend.
Todd, DJ from Florida just tweeted me at FF Champs. He said, I told you that I cut him off before I asked him who his presidential candidates were for the fantasy football. And he wanted to let us know that Arian Foster is his candidate for president, Doug Martin for vice president, and then how about Vince Wilfork for the Secretary of Defense? I like it.
Oh, Vince, I love that. That's a great call.
Great call on that one from DJ. DJ from Florida. Thanks for
Vince Wilfork, the fan favorite. Everyone loves Vince Wilfork.
I was listening to John Rook's show before we came on the air, and I believe the Patriot fans out there voted for Vince Wilfork as their favorite player, or their favorite current Patriots player. Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin? Kevin's doing something else.
Yes.
He's got other things to do.
Sorry, I just got serenaded by happy birthday. I'm sorry.
Oh. Why,
by the Patriots cheerleaders?
Pretty much as good as the Patriots cheerleaders, I'll tell you that much.
Well, who's as good?
You have Jackie Britton, who's the host of Patriots Today.
Oh,
that's
very
in here,
cute.
And Rachel, who is I don't even know what Rachel really does, but she kind of produces, and they came in and gave me a card.
Oh, how sweet! You know that Patriots family up there. You guys do a big happy family up there for the Patriots. I like it.
So, Kevin, did Vince Wilfork win the most popular award for current Patriot on Rook Show?
Yes, he did.
There you go.
And Brady was second, I think. I think Vince was the only one that got in double digits with votes.
And Brewski was favorite former player?
Yes.
Over John Hanna?
Yes, over John Hanna. I think Hanna only got like one vote.
Really?
Wow, really? Must have a young audience.
Yeah, and the only guy that voted for him was young. I think he was like 24.
He must be a smart guy.
He's a fat guy.
All right. I don't know what that has to do with his knowledge.
No, he was a lineman, so that's why he loved he was a lineman in college.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Kev was
a little harsh there, Kev. No one's ripping you for losing your hair. You're ripping the callers for being overweight. I don't like that.
Silence. He's getting serenaded.
I'm sorry. I'm multitasking.
All right, Bill,
multitask with us. We should be your focus at all times.
Bill, carry us on. What's next?
Well, I want to say the Stardom Sit-Ems next, but I'm not sure if Kevin's ready to play the music.
I'm ready. Ready?
I'm ready.
Tired of leaving points on your bench?
You're a loser.
Todd and Bill are here to make sure you never start the wrong player again.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
It's Fantasy Football Stardom Sit'em on Patriots.com Radio.
All right, so here's our Stardom Sit'em, our Week 10. Some of the guys that you'll want to have in your lineups. Started off with the quarterbacks, Todd. Big Ben Roethlisberger ranked 5th on our rankings at FFChamps.com. He's playing against a horrible Chiefs passing defense that's ranked 26th against the pass. Even Phillip Rivers carved up the Chiefs just a week ago. So Big Ben Roethlisberger, we think he's going to have a great game.
Even without the services of Antonio Brown, we think Big Ben can still get it together. How about Mike Wallace? Did he show off that speed or what against the Giants, how he got around the corner there?
Yeah, that was one of the probably nicest runs I've seen by Wallace all year long. He started off on the right side of the field, took it about 10 yards, and then ran for another 50 yards by going all the way around to the left side of the field. He's fast, man. If I had to start an NFL sprint team, Mike Wallace would definitely be in one of my, you know, 400 meters, he would be one of my 100-meter guys. Absolutely. The guy, blazing fast.
You know, look at Big Ben through 8 games, okay? His touchdown-to-interception ratio might surprise the people out there. 16-4. That's a lot of passing touchdowns. Last year, Bill, the whole season, 21 touchdown passes. The year before that, 17. The year before that, 26.
Yeah.
He's on pace to shatter all those, that production. And that's incredible. And like we said, their rest of the way schedule is outstanding. I think the Steelers are going to go on a big run. What, the 8 games left, probably going to go 6-2, 7-1 the rest of the way. And fantasy-wise, they should put up big numbers each and every week.
And then I mentioned this guy as my pickup of the week, and he's my sleeper, Ryan Tannehill, ranked 15th on the FFCPI. He's playing against the Titans. Second worst in the league when it comes to stopping the pass. Todd, I know you're not wowed by his numbers, but I'm telling you, Ryan Tannehill is going to have a really good week. If you got RG3 or Aaron Rodgers on a bye, Ryan Tannehill might be a guy that you want to pick up, plug and play.
I agree. That's the play. You know, if you've got a guy on a bye week and you need to find someone to plug in, he's a good play. But you're not playing him over a bunch of the guys. That's why we have him ranked 15th.
All right, and as our quarterback sit, I got Mike Vick this week, ranked 17th on the FFCPI, playing against the Dallas Cowboys defense that's ranked 4th against passing, against quarterbacks. And you know, Mike
offensive
Vick.
Line.
What's that?
The offensive line for the Eagles is just unbelievably bad.
I was just going to say, someone from ESPN sent out a tweet that Mike Vick should change his name to Hit As He Throws, because that's seemingly what happens every play when Vick drops back.
You think DeMarcus Ware might be licking his chops this week?
Oh, yeah, he's getting ready.
I mean, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about why Andy Reid doesn't put Nick Foles out there, the rookie from Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Nick Foles is a statue, right? He's a pocket passer. He would be absolutely destroyed behind this offensive line. So I agree with you. You can't start Vick right now with confidence at all. And, you know, he's been battered and beaten to the point where he just doesn't make good decisions on top of that. So he has no time to throw. And when he does have time to throw, he thinks he's going to be hit any second. So he makes a, you know, kind of a short arm pass. So Vick is a definite sit this week. Totally agree.
All right. Running back starts. We got Willis McGahee ranked 7th playing against the 25th ranked Panthers run defense. Love Fast Willie this week.
Yeah, Fast Willie, you know, the Broncos' passing game kind of sets up the run and vice versa. They do whatever they want right now, the Broncos. Broncos, another team, Bill, that's streaking. I think the three teams, we've talked about this over the past couple weeks, and they're making us look pretty smart. We said, watch out for the Broncos, watch out for the Steelers, and watch out for the Packers. They're about to win a bunch of games in a row. And right now, I mean, Peyton Manning just operating like clockwork, that offense. So as long as McGahee gets his, you know, 15 to 20 carries, he should put up nice fantasy production.
And then my sleeper this week is Rashad Jennings for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's ranked 18th on our player rankings at FFChamps.com, playing against the Colts run defense. They're ranked 27th against running backs.
All right, how about the running back sit for the week, Bill?
Fred Jackson, ranked 25th against the Patriots. They have the 7th best run defense. Might want to leave Fred Jackson on the bench.
Yeah, it's hard to rely on Fred Jackson too much unless you're starting him as like an RB3 or flex or something like that. You know, it's again, the split production with C.J. Spiller is really disheartening from a fantasy perspective. Let's move over to the wide receivers, Bill. Who do you like to start at the wide receiver, the prima donna position?
Absolutely love Vincent Jackson this week. V-Jax, get him into your starting lineups. He's ranked 11th. He's playing against his former team. I think he's going to have some extra motivation as he's taking on the Chargers. They're ranked 23rd against the pass. I'm expecting a really big week from Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson, Bill, how about his yards per catch? Have you looked at this?
No, what do they got?
Right now, first of all, fantasy-wise, non-PPR fantasy-wise, Vincent Jackson is the number 4 producer amongst wide receivers. Okay? He only has 31 receptions.
Wow.
For 710 yards. He's averaging 20-plus yards per catch, which is just crazy. If you look at his receptions, Bill, he's ranked 39th in the league. 39th with 31.
Yeah.
This is less than, like, Andrew Hawkins and, like, Donnie Avery. Danny Amendola, who's been hurt half the year. He's got less receptions as those guys, but he has 710 yards and 6 touchdowns. No one right now is more of a big play threat than Vincent Jackson. Josh Freeman's got to be loving life down there in Tampa that they signed this guy in the offseason.
And how about the Bucs offense? Doug Martin playing well. We think Vincent Jackson's going to play well this week. Should be another high-scoring game with the San Diego Chargers.
It's really shocking. I mean, we kind of all thought with Greg Schiano, the former Rutgers coach, taking over the team as the head coach down there for the Buccaneers, they kind of just do it with the running game and try to win 17-14, that type of thing. It's really been the running game and working in conjunction with the passing game.
You know,
it's been unbelievable. It's kind of like the Broncos. It's kind of like pick your poison. They can do both. Josh Freeman's looking good. I mean, the acquisition of Vincent Jackson has made Mike Williams on the other side, the other wide receiver, he's really upped his value, given him some room to some space out there. So,
sure.
Really, the Bucs are a dangerous team right now.
All right, let's move on to my sleeper of the week. That's Emmanuel Sanders. He's ranked 26th on our FFCPI. He'll be filling in for Antonio Brown, and they're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs defense that's ranked 20th.
I love this. This is a great pick by you, Bill. Patting you on the back for once.
Thank you, my man.
I mean, Emmanuel Sanders, let's not forget, you know, this guy's produced in the past when he's been called upon. He's had some big games, or decent games. And, again, if Antonio Brown is not playing, Big Ben is one of our favorite quarterbacks this week and moving forward, Sanders is going to be fine. He's not going to see the double coverage that Mike Wallace is going to see. He should be all right.
All right, let's move over to the wide receiver sits. I got Dwayne Bowe. He's a good receiver, Todd, but he's on a bad team, and he has an even worse quarterback, ranked 27th this week on the FFCPI. That's the lowest he has been all season long, and he's playing against the Steelers defense that's ranked 5th against the pass. They shut down Victor Cruz. They shut down Hakeem Nicks. I think they'll do the same with Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, tough to start any Chief right now other than maybe Jamaal Charles, hoping that he turns it around. What a mess the Chiefs quarterbacks are. I mean, are they in the Matt Barkley sweepstakes officially now, you think?
Yeah, it's probably between them and, well, the Browns just drafted Brandon Whedon and the Jags drafted Blaine Gabbert last year. So, yeah, I think the Chiefs are really the only viable candidates right now for Barkley.
I tell you what, other than Carson Palmer, the USC quarterbacks have not panned out in this league.
Matt Leiner, Mark Sanchez, Matt Castle.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Do we even consider Matt Castle a USC quarterback? I mean, he didn't even play there. He was a backup.
No, it's a good point. He didn't even play there. He was a backup. This is the wrong year. I said it kind of in passing earlier in the show. This is the wrong year to try to grab a quarterback high in the draft. Luck is a once-in-a-decade type quarterback prospect coming out. And RG3, really exciting player as well. There's just not – I'm sorry, Matt Barkley, Geno Smith from West Virginia, some of the guys are talking about being high picks this year. Not nearly the caliber, Bill, not nearly the caliber. So bad year to be needing a quarterback at the top of the draft.
Yeah, that's not good news for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's move over to the tight end starts for this week. I got Vernon Davis. I know he's been burning fantasy managers lately, but he turns things around here in Week 10. He's ranked 6th on our FFCPI, and the Rams defense, they're 25th. When it comes to stopping opposing tight ends.
Vernon Davis, where has he gone, Bill? What is going on with this guy? He hasn't scored since, like, September.
He hasn't.
Yeah, literally. He scored a touchdown in each of the first 3 weeks, actually 2 touchdowns in one of those games, And since week three, he hasn't scored. It's been 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Mm. And the last three games, he has total 71 receiving yards in three games combined.
Yeah.
So.
But I think he turns it around.
All right. I agree. I mean, I think you got to plug him in there. The Rams
they're coming
are,
off a bye.
Yeah.
He's one of their best options in the passing game. I think he's going to have a really good game this week.
Well, the good news is the next 4 weeks, they get the Rams, as you said, at home. Then they got Chicago at home, which is a tough game. But then they got to go to the Saints, and they get the Rams again. So three out of the next four matchups are pretty strong for the Niners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. All right, how about the tight end sits, Todd? We got Dennis Pitta. He fell off the map in a really big way. Started off hot, but he's been really quiet the last couple of weeks. Ranked all the way down at number 24, taking on a Raiders defense. They're pretty good at something. Mediocre, maybe I should say. Ranked 17th when it comes to stopping opposing tight ends.
Wow, Dennis Pitta, number 24. Does that put him down in Jermichael Finley area?
It does. Him and Finley are neck and neck this week.
Oh, man. You're right.
Never a good person to be categorized with.
Maybe the Ravens should think about getting this guy back involved in the offense, Bill. First 2 weeks of the season, he had 9 and 15 targets.
Yeah.
9 and 15 targets. That's 24 targets. In the next six games combined, he has 20-something targets. So he's just falling out. He's just not in the game plan anymore for some reason. And the Ravens' offense has suffered as a result. I mean, what are the Ravens doing on offense right now? Torrey Smith
giving the ball to Ray Rice, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, they aren't really, you know, getting Torrey Smith involved. He had some big games early. I'm really trying to figure out what they're trying to do there in Baltimore. And right now, I can't figure out what the heck they're trying to do.
All right, so that was our start 'em and sit 'em for Week 10. And obviously, some pretty big names on the sit report. Dwayne Bowe, one of them. And actually, an emailer, Rich from Sweden, emailed us at webradio@patriots.com, wants to know if he should bench Dwayne Bowe. I think he should. But he wants to know, should he swap Dwayne Bowe out of the lineup for Brian Hartline, Todd?
This week?
Yes, this week.
Hartline against the Titans. Well, hey, Bill, you know, Hartline got over 100 yards last week, correct?
Yeah.
And if, you know, you've been kind of saying Tannehill's a decent play this week against the Titans, and I kind of agree with you as a bye week replacement. And if you're going to say that, you know, Hartline's going to catch some passes.
I mean, Hartline ranked 20th this week among wide receivers. Dwayne Bowe's down at 27.
Yeah, I think that I would do that. Is it PPR?
He does not say.
All right, well, if it's PPR, I would definitely do it. I'm probably leaning Hartline there.
All right, then Rich from Sweden also has a question about his running back. He has Adrian Peterson and Felix Jones as his starters. He has Maurice Jones-Drew and Darren Sproles on the bench, but they're both hurt.
Ugh.
Do you think he should try to trade either MJD or Sproles for someone like Stephen Ridley, Reggie Bush, Frank Gore, or Ahmad Bradshaw?
Yes.
I got to be honest with you. The
answer
is yes, but I'm not
going to
be sure if he gets any of them in return.
No. Yeah, of course he should try. But that's not going to happen. I mean, who's going to trade Ridley for injured Sproles or MJD?
Right. A for effort, but I think you're going to get an F for execution on that one.
Yeah, but, you know, I like his idea of, you know, try to sell somebody on the fact that Sproles only going to be out a week or two, and, hey, MJD's injury might not be as bad as they think, and see what you can get, because that does hurt. I mean, obviously, he's got Adrian Peterson, then Felix Jones. What a drop-off that is.
Yeah,
from Peterson
totally.
To Jones, you know, obviously MJD and Sproles would be great RB2 and 3 for him. See what you can do there, especially if you're in the playoff push. You need a couple wins coming up, but good luck, because you're not going to get a Ridley in return, I'll tell you that. Probably not going to get a Reggie Bush either.
Right. All right, so we're all caught up on our emails for the day. What do you say we hop into this president of fantasy football debate, Todd? You know, a couple people are tweeting us, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Victor Cruz was suggested. Aaron Foster has been the most nominated candidate on Twitter and Facebook. So what do you think, Todd? Who is your nomination for the president of fantasy football as we're heading into Week 10?
I like a guy who's resilient, Bill.
A guy
who, when he gets knocked down, he comes back better than ever.
Right.
A guy that's almost bionic. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Adrian Peterson is my fantasy football president for 2012.
I love that pick, Todd. 957 yards, 6 touchdowns, came back from an ACL injury faster than I've ever seen any player, hence the nickname the Bionic Man. I love that pick that you just made. Adrian Peterson. Kevin, do you have a player that you would like to nominate for the president of fantasy football here? You
guys are putting me on the spot here.
Yeah, here we are. that's what we do.
Since both my teams are 4-5, I don't know. It's tough for me to decipher this. But I would say, why not Doug Martin?
Doug Martin, rookie running back, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 794 yards, 7 rushing touchdowns, also has a receiving touchdown to go along with 20 receptions and 245 yards. That's another good candidate. But I don't know if either of them are better than Arian Foster, guys. He gets it done every single week, 770 yards, 10 touchdowns rushing, also has 1 receiving touchdown. In terms of fantasy football points, you really don't get much better than Arian Foster. To me, Todd made a great pick. Kevin, you made a great pick. I think it has to be one of those three running backs. Arian Foster,
yeah.
Adrian Peterson, or Doug Martin.
There's no doubt Foster's the most consistent of the bunch. He scored a touchdown in all but one game. And in that one game, he still had 105 yards rushing.
He
had a receiving touchdown, my bad. So
he's incredible.
He scored a touchdown one way or the other in every single game. Looking at non-PPR-wise, he scored between 16 and 23 points every single week. That's why he's the number one player, you know, in the preseason-wise on pretty much every draft board, correct?
I mean, yeah.
To me, there was no doubt about it. Maybe in the PPR, you could have argued Ray Rice, but I thought LeSean McCoy was cemented as the third running back heading into the leagues this year.
Too many O-line troubles for the Eagles for McCoy to really produce potential.
But I'm going to stick with my pick, Bill.
Arian Foster versus Adrian Peterson.
Put it this
way. Let's go with this. Doug Martin's the vice president candidate. He's the shoe-in for VP. All right? Whoever wins, Arian Foster or Adrian Peterson, and we can continue this debate on our Thursday show, Football Nation, coming Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Maybe that's when we'll have the results. We'll put out a poll question on Facebook, on Twitter. Maybe we can get something up on the Patriots.com site. And we'll have a poll question, Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, president of the fantasy football world, and then we'll have Doug Martin as the vice president for either candidate.
Here's the deal, okay? And back in my day, back in the old days, Kevin and Bill, there was always the question of Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith, who's the better running back? And, of course, the obvious comparison was, well, what if you put Barry Sanders in the Cowboys and, you know, you put Emmitt Smith on the Lions? You know, then you'd really see who was better.
Right.
Because my take has always been Barry Sanders – head and shoulders better running back than Emmitt Smith.
Okay.
Emmitt Smith, great running back, obviously, but he was a compiler, and he played in on an awesome team. Right?
Of course.
The Cowboys had everything.
Right.
That's kind of the same thing here. Arian Foster, the Texans have it all going on. They have the best defense in the league. They got a great offense. They got Owen Daniels. They got weapons all over the place. Andre Johnson, decent quarterback. Who do the Vikings have? They got nothing.
Todd, you make great arguments, and all your points are very valid. But when it comes to fantasy football, you want a guy that you can rely on. And I'm not saying you can't rely on Adrian Peterson. But when it comes to the staple of consistency, there's no one better than Arian Foster. You want to compare stats? Arian Foster has not gotten under 16 fantasy points in a non-PPR this year. Now, Adrian Peterson, 8 points, 11 points, 12 points, 11 points, 22 points, 31 points. You know Foster's going to get you 18 points every single week with the occasional 30-point game, just like Peterson can get you that occasional 30-point game. But it seems like the floor for Adrian Peterson is a little lower than what Arian Foster can do.
Arian Foster, love him, obviously, but Bill, we're talking about leadership. We're talking about a guy who's going to carry the fantasy flag for FF Champs, right?
Yeah.
It's Adrian Peterson, the bionic man. He's come back from his devastating injury.
He's
the only thing the Vikings have. He's explosive. He can put up 200 yards and a couple touchdowns any week, and every defense is keying on him. He's the man.
Here's the deal.
He gets the vote. It's a no-brainer. He's the guy.
Todd's party is the Adrian Peterson party. My party is the Arian Foster party. Let us know whose side you're on. We'll give you the results on Thursday. Our Football Nation show is live 4 to 6 right here on Patriots.com radio. We'll have the results. Let us know. You can hit us up on Twitter. Todd's at CFFGeek. Myself, I'm at FBNation_Bill, or you can hit up at FFChamps. Team Todd to go with Adrian Peterson. Team Bill to go with Arian Foster. We want to know who should be the president of fantasy football. So we'll have a pretty exciting the next 48 hours. A lot of people voting and chiming in on various social media outlets. What do you think of that?
It's Adrian Peterson.
Team Todd, Adrian Peterson, Team Bill, Arian Foster.
It's a landslide victory.
It's not a landslide victory. You're nuts.
It is. Watch the guy play.
And then Kevin's candidate is Doug Martin. He's the vice president.
I'm just the sidekick and everything.
You're just a sidekick. Well, that's because you don't pay attention.
That is true. I was very distracted.
You're getting birthday cakes.
I was very distracted. I'll show you. I will show you who I was distracted by. Then you'll understand.
Did they jump out of a cake?
No, they did not.
Were they in bikinis?
No, they were not.
Scantily clad?
Yes, I'll go with that. Better looking than Bill's new friend Terry. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, Terry, very disappointed once I saw that.
Two thumbs down from Bill. Bill Enright.
Yeah, big time, two thumbs down. Sexy voice, but not much
else. She just could not back it up for you, Bill. It's unfortunate.
No, she could not.
She's not going to be the new Condoleezza Rice of this campaign.
No.
Oh, boy.
Condoleezza Rice.
I don't even know.
The end of these shows, it always goes downhill. Once Kevin starts chiming in, Condoleezza Rice.
I have a lady politician right here. Hang on, I gotta get queued up.
Oh boy.
Starting in January, we're gonna lay more pipe.
That's a classic.
Oh yeah, it is. Thank you, Sarah Palin. You know, I was very disappointed this year with Halloween. Not only is it my least favorite holiday, but a couple years ago there were a lot of Sarah Palin Halloween outfits, Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Not so much this year. I think it's a very sexy look.
Bill goes for the librarian look with the glasses.
Business yeah. suit, glasses, hair up. You know that underneath all that glasses and the hair and the business suit is a little frisky little thing that just, you know, as Sarah said, going to lay a lot of pipe.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Can you cue the music? The music there, Kevin?
Yeah, true. We're working on it here. We're working on it. We get a little American Girl here. Just get us the heck out of here.
I want something presidential.
No,
give
no,
me something
no, no.
presidential.
No.
American Girl.
American Girl's fun. It's a good song to wrap up the show, too. We use it a lot.
All right, Kevin, any last words? Happy birthday. What do you have planned?
Going to go out, run out of here and vote, get down to Plymouth, which is about an hour away. So hopefully I make it in time and have some dinner with my family, who I don't get to see that much during football season. So that'll be good.
Good for you. Deserve it. Todd, any last-minute words?
Hey, get out there and vote. That's what makes our country great. And also vote for Adrian Peterson, fantasy football president. Team Todd.
Shameless self-promotion.
Team Todd for Adrian Peterson. Do not vote for them. Vote for Team Bill, which is Arian Foster. We want to thank everyone for listening to the Fantasy Football Champ Show. Best of luck to you in Week 9. Cold Hard Football Facts, Kerry Byrne, Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. And then Todd and I are back Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions with your fantasy football teams and we didn't get to them, tweet us at FFChamps. Thanks for listening. Best of luck in Week 10.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.